and welcome to the Seven Lakes podcast. This is episode 6, and I'm Elisa from the AV production class. Today we have the student council talking about homecoming. If you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us about what goes into planning homecoming.
Hi guys, my name is Jennifer. I am treasurer for student council.
Hi guys, my name is Avery, and I'm the student council historian.
Hi guys, my name is Ari, and I'm one of the chairmen for the community service committee.
Hi guys, I'm Mariana. I'm the membership secretary for student council.
Okay, so when we're planning homecoming, our first thing is thinking about themes for the dance. So we typically start planning that really early. Like, we have it decided in the summer before we even start school. So that way, once we get into the school year, we're ready to start with planning our centerpieces for the dance and all of the advertising and the posters. So we always have to start with that one theme.
Yeah, so a lot of us make boards and stuff to decide themes, but it takes a lot of time sometimes because there's so many officers and everyone has to agree, and you want to make sure that everyone likes the theme. But afterwards, we move on to planning actual decorations and what we want the homecoming environment to look like.
And then we'll start to design the tickets for homecoming, knowing the theme, and also order some of the materials for centerpieces and decorations, maybe a month or month and a half in advance.
Yeah, and all of this, there are many like benchmarks along the process that we do involve student council members in, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, that's great. So what events could we look forward to this year?
So I think the big one that everyone thinks about, right, is the homecoming dance.
Of course.
Yes. So that is Saturday the 15th at the Merrill Center from 8 o'clock to 11 p.m. And we have a royal ball theme for the dance this year. So we're really excited about it. But tickets go on sale, or they're actually on sale right now. But everyone needs to make sure they purchase a ticket beforehand, because we do not sell tickets at the door. So you order them online through Pango. I know that the Class Reminds sent out links for tickets. If you go to our Instagram at Stuco7L, it's also in our link in our bio, and it's through like Pango. And so you order on there by October 13th, and then October 13th and 14th. During lunches, we hand out the physical tickets, because I know a lot of people like physical tickets, right, for like scrapbooking and things. So you will get a physical ticket, but all orders are online, and we're really excited. But everyone needs to make sure they come to the dance before 9:45, because the doors will close. But as long as you come between 8 and 9:45, you're good. So.
And probably behind the dance, everyone is worried about the game. So the game will be on Friday, October 14th, the day before the dance. This year, it will be at Legacy Stadium at 6 o'clock. We will be playing Jordan for a HOCO game, so get excited. The HOCO court will be announced at the game during halftime, as usual. So we're excited to see all you guys there.
And to work backwards, on the 12th will be the homecoming parade with a whole bunch of organizations and clubs going from the intersection at Katie Gaston and Fry Road at 6:30 marching all the way to the Seven Lakes High School, where we'll end with a pep rally.
All right, I want to talk about something I hope everyone is super excited for, dress days. We have them every single year for homecoming, and dress days are actually next week. We have Monday off, but Tuesday we have frat boy day. So I hope to see all of you guys in little vests and, you know, fancy clothes, like a frat boy.
Khakis, yes.
Okay.
Backwards hats.
And then Wednesday, unfortunately, we have PSAT day as well, so we'll end up wearing Adam Sandler, which is more relaxing clothes, so it should be comfortable. And then Thursday, one that I know everyone is excited for is anything but a backpack day. So, but please, 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 I'm begging, like, don't bring weird things or dangerous things, and just get to class on time with whatever you guys bring instead of a backpack. And then Friday, like every year, we have orange out day, so just come feeling school spirited with some orange clothes, your mom, overalls, garter, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you can also wear that stuff to the game. Exactly. To show your Spartan spirit.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited for next week. It sounds like a lot of fun. And what advice would you give to people who are looking like to join student council?
Well, at the end, well, at the beginning of every year, student council, we have booths at Fish Camp and Spartan Spectacular. So I know it's not that time of the year, but if you want to find out more information, that's a great way. We hand out flyers with everything you need to know to join. But currently, if you would like to join student council, we have meetings every other Wednesday, and the only thing you have to do is just be a paid member on Pay and Go.
Yeah, and through our social media accounts is where you can find all of our information. We post a lot. We have Instagram, Twitter, Remind. We have a new TikTok, so we're really excited about that. So if you're like, I want to get involved, I want to know when the next meetings and things are, we post everything on there. And we have the link there also to pay to become a member on Pango.
Also, I just want to say, feel free to ask any student council officers if you need any information, because of course, like, we want more members and we should know all of it about membership. So if you have any questions, you can just ask us. But if you're interested even a little bit, like, I would really encourage joining student council, because all different types of people join that club.
It's very flexible, and that's something I really love about STUCO. Like, even between the four of us, we're in like theater, debate, competitive dance, soccer, all the things. So it's really cool because like there's all these people who are involved in all these different activities, and we all come together to work on projects and make school like a more fun, just like better place, and also give back to our community through a lot of service projects. So you guys should definitely join.
Well, that's great. Thank you everyone for sharing. I know I learned a lot from this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, of course.